Hello, everybody. Brian here, quantlabs.net. I want to talk about the latest developments over at Microsoft, AI, machine learning, and the like. If you're new to it, I have to say OpenAI is probably the most popular way. I know Google has their own Gemini now. I mean, you've seen the latest flop that they had on their image creation machine. A lot of a bias in there. So, I've been on Windows 11 for a year and a half, we'll say, and I've been using Copilot embedded right in the OS of Windows. I've also used the, oh, what do you call it, in Edge as well, their AI as well. I find it very beneficial. So, AI is good. I mean, we could talk about AI and the impact it'll have on jobs. I think personally, with AI, it will replace a lot of careers. There are going to be new opportunities, but realistically, I think it'll be less than what they'll say about prompt engineering and the like. But if you do decide to jump into this, you may want to watch what's going on in the Microsoft space. And the first one, so this is a big shout out to the person, he knows who he is, who sent this out. And there's two things. So the first one is an actual course from Artificial Intelligence for Beginners, a curriculum. This is from Microsoft on their GitHub. So if you do a search, let's say online, Microsoft AI for Beginners, and throw in GitHub in there as well, you probably will see the course. Now, it's all free. Now, I was really worried that it would be all pushing Microsoft.NET technologies. Surprise, surprise. Thankfully, under Satya Nadella, things at Microsoft have radically changed on the tech front. So a lot of this is now pushing out the PyTorch and also Keras and TensorFlow as well. So you'll be able to get up to date with both those frameworks. Now, if you're trying to get caught up in the world of NVIDIA and the GPU space, I watched a video on the founder and current CEO of Jensen Huang. He, in one video for, I think it was at Stanford, he said that they have used and thanked Google for putting out something like TensorFlow. So that's what NVIDIA is using, just so you know. Anyways, this is a description of this course. Each lesson contains some pre-reading material with executable Jupyter notebooks. So Python is a standard. Jupyter is becoming the standard, probably is a standard for your framework, be it PyTorch or TensorFlow. Executable notebook also has a lot of theoretical material. So to understand the topic, you need to go through one version of the notebook, either PyTorch or TensorFlow. There are labs available for some topics, which give you an opportunity to try applying the material you have learned. Some sections also include links to MS Learn. Now, the MS Learn, and anything coming out of Place to Learn from Microsoft is really top-notch. This has got nothing to do, again, with Linux, the battle, versus Windows, the battle, or Mac, the battle. This is just general concepts where these technologies will run on any of those platforms, any of those operating systems. So again, some selections contain links to MS Learn modules that cover related topics. MS Learn provides a convenient GPU-enabled learning environment. That's pretty cool. No different than probably Colabs from Google. The terms of content, you can expect this curriculum to go a bit deeper. So from the realm of trading, it used to be for any trader coming in and calling themselves a trader, you need to be a coder and know Python. So now we know that the world of trader has gone from just coding. Now it's moving towards machine learning, AI related stuff. So this is going to be a new standard that traders will have to learn to keep up with what's going on in the financial space. And I've seen more and more high frequency trading shops get into AI. Obviously, a lot of them will develop their own internal in-house API and technology, which is fine. But to showcase your potential to learn this stuff as accepting of that new standard, this is probably a good place to go for this course. So they offer two this course from Microsoft offer, and this is free again, reminding you. So if you're a student, Student Hub page, find beginner resources, student packs, and even ways to get a free certification voucher. This one you want to bookmark and check from time to time as we switch out content at least monthly. Microsoft Student Learn Ambassadors, join a global community of student ambassadors. This could be your way into Microsoft. There you go. So I'm not going to go over the credits. And okay, so getting started for students, there are a couple of ways to use this curriculum. First, you can read the text and look through the code directly on GitHub. That's pretty impressive. And again, all of this is all Microsoft. Microsoft owns GitHub as well. If you want to run the code, read our instructions, find out more advice on how to do it, this blog post. If you would like to take the course as a self-study project, we suggest that you fork the entire repo to your own GitHub account, complete the exercises on your own or with a group. Interesting. Do a pre-lecture quiz, read intro for the lecture. If the lecture has additional notes, go through them, reading, executing the code. If both TensorFlow and PyTorch notebooks are provided, you can focus on one of them and choose your favorite framework. From what I've seen, I think PyTorch is more popular, or Torch is more popular and easier to learn. But with a TensorFlow from Google, that goes deeper into things like NVIDIA, as well as I mentioned. Okay, so you start, let's see here. All right, so continue. So this is the notebook for the Jupyter. Notebook often contains some of the challenges that require to tweak the code a little bit to experiment. Take the post-lecture quiz. If there's a lab attached to the module, complete this assignment. View the discussion board to learn out loud. That's pretty good. So they have something for the teachers. We include some suggestions on how to use this curriculum. That is pretty good. Okay, so that's coming from Microsoft, okay? So then we move into this new article. The same source that gave me this course has been talking about morph.ai. So I'm a newbie to this myself, but I'm going to read out this article. But it looks like what this person said is that Microsoft has already introduced their own solution for this Morph AI. You know, when it comes to venture capital and these new startups offering new solutions, new companies, anything to do with AI, I always ask, well, how do you know, and especially from a developer standpoint, how do you know that none of the the cloud suppliers or providers are doing this? This meaning there is a new independent solution coming out for developers. How do you know that Microsoft or Google, Amazon, even Facebook or Meta are working on their own solution for it? So as a startup, it's just something maybe Johnny coming lately to put out your own solution, you eventually get crushed. No different than when you look at Grayscale, Bitcoin, ETF provider, ETP provider, ETN provider, years ago is now getting crushed by BlackRock because they offered their own ETF, right? So it's a similar comparison with that, where Microsoft will crush you or Google will crush you or whatnot. Anyways, let's get back to this article. So this is found at marktechpost.com. Headline is Microsoft introduces AutoDev, this is the scary part with this fully automated artificial driven software development framework. So does that mean even programmers are going to be outdated? It's hard to say. If you're self-employed, developing your own, call it business solution to build a business out of, you're definitely not going to be outdated or become obsolete. But in order to be spending a career in this, I've heard many multiple sources say, if you're a junior, maybe from Asia, there's just an oversupply of them. You look at the Canadian job market, it's oversaturated with people being able to apply from places like India and drives down the salaries of local jobs here in Canada, in my case, Toronto, and it decimates the industry of the country. And a lot of big companies like telcos, like here in Canada, Rogers, Bell, they outsource as well. So this whole space is going through a major, major, major transition. I'll probably call it a shakeout. And AI and all these things from AI are changing that. So when you hear, again, auto dev, automated artificial intelligence driven software development, that is basically saying in another way, we're going to replace you in what you do. Anyways, let's get in the article. Software development sector standards at the dawn of transformation powered by AI. AI agents, platform development tasks. This transformation is not just about incremental enhancements, but radical reimagining of how software engineering tasks are approached, executed, and delivered. Central to this shift is introducing AI-driven framework that transcend traditional code assistance tool, marking a leap towards more autonomous, efficient, and secure development methodology. So right now, they're not saying they're going to take out entire engineers, but they're going to make the software engineering a lot easier by making it, as it says here, more efficient, more autonomous, and more secure. Integration of AI and software development has been confined largely to providing code suggestions and aiding in the file manipulation. Approach, while beneficial, barely scratched the surface of what is technology feasible. AI-powered tools operate within a constrained scope, missing out on integrated development environments, vast capabilities such as comprehensive code building, testing, and verge control operations. Let me repeat, integrated development environment, IDE, that includes VS Code, Visual Studio, again, from Microsoft. So it's pretty safe bet to start learning within the realm and world of Microsoft and or Google, but I think from what I'm seeing, Microsoft's light years ahead of anyone else. And all the other IDEs you see that charge a price, let's say in the world of Python, PyCharm, or any of the C++ IDEs that are open source, they're falling behind because they're not able to keep up with these new features that are coming out and to make your life a lot easier. So sticking it out in the world of Visual Studio or VS Code is probably a smart thing, even though I'm not a huge fan of Microsoft, but lately I can deal with it because I'm a big boy. So the thing is that where does this leave Google? I can't say, but I would think Google is falling behind because the attention seems to be either on OpenAI and or Microsoft. Limitation underscores a critical gap in the software development toolkit where the potential for AI to contribute more profoundly to the development lifecycle remains largely untrapped. Okay, so here we go. So this is the solution. Microsoft researchers, and I will always say Microsoft Research, the division, is probably top game in the industry. So they present AutoDev, which empowers AI agents to tackle a broad spectrum of software engineering tasks autonomously, from intricate code editing and comprehensive testing to advanced Git operations. So even Git, which is again owned by Microsoft. This framework is designed to focus on autonomy, efficiency, and security. We heard that before. By housing operations within Docker containers, AutoDev ensures that development processes are streamlined and secure, safeguarding user privacy and project integrity through meticulous design guardrails. I wonder if they use JavaScript here. Let me just give you a blurb on what I'm doing with my new website. It's going to use Python, the Django framework, the Wagtail content management system, and they're integrating AI into their content generation, which is basically a replacement to WordPress. And then on top of that, you're going to be able to use Java Next and our JavaScript React components. So it's a cleaner way of using JavaScript, but it's contained in what they call code splitting, lazy loading. And it's all administered through the Django admin feature, which is pretty robust. It's been out there for quite a while. So it's fairly mature in terms of the security, probably more secure than WordPress, but it's more strict. We'll leave it at that. Okay, so these agents equipped with diverse tools, operations navigate through tasks with remarkable autonomy, just like a car. Whether it involves editing files, compiling code, executing tasks, AutoDev AI agents manage these operations seamlessly, providing a comprehensive solution that addresses multifaceted needs of modern software development. This is becoming the new modern software development. level of automation introduces a new paradigm to software engineering. So what you learn today, yesterday, in 3 months is going to be obsolete. You apply this, it's going to be obsolete in 3 months. Why? Because now you have these AI agents that are going to pretty well do a lot of work that you do. And you more focus on maybe the high-level architecture of it. This level of automation introduces a new paradigm in software engineering where AI takes on a central role, enabling developers to concentrate on higher-level strategic tasks, which I just said. So the chart here, I'm not going to get into. Rigorous evaluation of AutoDev uses a human eval data set to showcase its impressive capabilities. Framework demonstrates exceptional performance in automating software engineering tasks, achieving a pass one success rate of 91.5% for code generation and 80.78% for test generation. All I could say is wow on that. These results affirm AutoDev effectiveness in enhancing the development process and highlight two potential redefined the standard of AI-driven software engineering. So again, that's a big shift. Microsoft will most likely, maybe just maybe Google may be there to compete against this, but usually, definitely without a doubt, Microsoft is one of the trailblazers in the space. AutoDev embodies a significant advancement in software development, shifting towards a more intelligent, efficient, and secure approach. Did we just read that? No. Again, approach to software engineering by extending capabilities of AI beyond simple code suggestion to encompass a wide array of autonomous software engineering tasks. And remember, this is most likely going to be all free. That's the scary part. Some takeaways include traditional limitations, post-AI integration and development focused on basic tasks, overlooking broader IDE capabilities. AutoDev intro, they present the AutoDev expand AI role autonomously handling complex engineering tasks. Further, autonomy, security, and AutoDev ensures secure and efficient task execution through Docker containers. I'm working on those, and I'm seeing, yeah, those are becoming the new standard. Impressive capabilities evaluation via human eval demonstrate AutoDev high success in code and generation tasks. And that's it. So I'll put the link in the blog post or the podcast description. And let me know what you think. Also, remember, we got our Discord as well. Can we talk about that? This is probably where finance is going as a next step. And along with, if you want to know more about what I trade, just go to the Substack as well. We shall talk to you later. Thanks for listening.